Damon, Derry still in there fighting despite their lowly position propping up the bottom of the table.
We've got to go to Fermanagh and get a result down in Enniskillen. You know, it's going to be difficult. Fermanagh are a very gritty team, very well organised under Peter McGrath. So they got to go good down there and also hope that Cork can do us a favour and beat Down, which is not a gimme either, because, you know, Down are fighting for the lives and have made improvement too since the start of the league, and as far as I can see, you know, Cork have improved, but they're not depending on the result to stay up, you know. So it's going to be we're depending on two results, Tom, but it's still not out of the equation yet, you know.
I suppose it shows how competitive the league are. You have Down, Fermanagh, Down and Derry in the bottom three.
That's it. That's the way it is at the minute. You know, it's been a very, very difficult campaign for Damian Barton and his management, because of the unavailability of several players at the start of the league through injury, and then of course the slot nailed one to the All Ireland Club final. So, but basically, they've got as strong a lineup as they've had all year going into this match. The difficult will be is sort of gelling the whole thing together, but. Certainly, personnel-wise, they're much improved, and you know they've brought in three or four Slamnail lads. The three lads are in the defence that are top quality defenders. The two McCaig brothers and Ben Rogers, and then you've got Padraig Cassidy making his debut for Derry, really, as a starter in midfield. So that'll be interesting. So they've got a chance. You know, young Danny Talon from Mahara from Glen Club is a very sharp forward. And he's a good one for the future. So you've got him and Niall Loughlin, two very sharp boys up front. So hopes are fairly high, but it's going into the unknown a wee bit, Tom, because this team hasn't played together at all, you know.
Yeah. Having said that, the return of the two McCaigs and Brendan Rogers, very timely, because the one thing that has been very striking in Derry's campaign so far, bar one or two games, they haven't had difficulty in scoring, and they've run up scorelines that were good enough to win games, but they've been conceding a lot at the back.
Well, that's it. I mean, running through the league campaign basically with six lads that haven't started in Championship football for Derry, you know. You know, you've done Niall Keenan from Castle Dawson hasn't played, Neil Forrester has played Championship, but never as a starter, you know. McAvoy from Marafeld, Conor Nevin from Ballinlea, Peter Hagan from Banagher, Oisín Higgerty from Glen, all those boys were starting, and you know, they've been thrown into the deep end, and you haven't got the experience, the clientele beside them, and even in midfield, you know, it's very difficult for those lads. So so hopefully a more experienced defence, those guys are coming in, you know, fair play to them for coming straight back in, those Slamnail lads, you know, it must be difficult for them, because they've come through basically full season, those boys all play, you know, football in hurling, and to come back, Christopher was back last week, and so was Brendan Rogers, and Carter's away on holidays, and he's straight back in this week. So for those lads to come straight back in, they're physically they're in great shape, but I suppose mentally it's difficult to get themselves motivated, but fair play to them for coming, you know, hopefully coming to the aid of their county in a time of need, Tom.
Yeah, and it is a time of need, as we said, but Fermanagh, you're surprised to see them down there?
Well, it's just I suppose, you know, not really. At the start of the league, I would have thought it might be down there, and then it started the league well. But you know, definitely on paper, you know, you look at the teams above them. You put Kildare and Galway and Meath and Cork. You would put those teams probably above them. I would have thought, you know, because they're so limited and the personnel they have to pick from, all the clubs that they have to pick from, Fermanagh. So. But saying that, you know, as I said, Peter McGrath's got them very, very organised. So, you know, I expect them to be hard to break down, and you know, they have a good couple of sharp guys up front, and you know, young Corrigan's very, very good with the frees and that. So, it's not a gimme for Derry, Tom.
And of course, even at that, you're also relying on Cork doing you a favour against Down.
Well, that's the thing, you know. And the Cork are making strides, you know, and the some of their old guys back. I mean, Colin Neal got 11 points last week, coming back after three crusades, you know, and Golding's back and that. So, I think certainly they're looking the championship in mind. But unfortunately for Derry, I think they're looking at the score difference. That they're probably safe. which you know means maybe it's not all clear for them. But I'm sure that you know they'll go all guns blazing and down there. It's a long journey for them. It's difficult for them. You know, they've shown some signs of recovery from their dreadful start. I mean, at the start of the year, the start of the league, you know, down and Derry was looking horrendous for them, you know, and so Down have recovered somewhat more than Derry, I suppose, but I still sort of fancy Cork to take that result. So I think it's very much possible that the two results could go Derry's way, Tom.
It goes without saying this is a big weekend for Derry, because the last thing Derry wants to go to is Division 3, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it would look bad. It definitely would look bad today, you know. I'm not sure when the last time Derry were in Division 3, but, I mean, things have been very difficult for the management team and Damien and Tony Scullion and Brian McGuckin. I'm not sure that's the last thing they want, you know. Because, you know, if you get relegated, it puts in the back foot and puts you under pressure for the championship. And I mean, already looking forward to playing Tyrone in the championship. I mean, it's going to be very difficult to see a result for Derry there. So the pressure will be on, and that pressure will be added to if Derry do get relegated.